It's the Bulls Podcast, episode 18. My name is Luke Reynolds, and with co-hosts in short supply this week, we'll have a short, sharp show as we lead into the final round of the home and away season for our senior men's and women's teams. Also on the show, we'll catch up with President David Murphy ahead of our Teams of the Decades function on Saturday night, as well as catching up with a group of the Division 2 boys as they play their last game for the season now that they're out of finals contention. In last weekend's cricket action, Division 1 saw Noorat all out for 145, with Larry Fernando taking 4 for 16 off 10 overs, Sam Darcy taking 2 for 30 off 10 overs straight with the new ball, and Tom Place taking 2 for 35, going down to Pombonite 2 for 147. A hard-hitting 58 from Dave Murphy, Tom Place 49 not out, and Grant Place 23 not out. A fantastic win to the Division 1 Bulls. In Division 2, it was Pombonite all out for 77, with Charlie Vautier top scoring with 30, and Jack Nolan making 10 not out, going down to Eklund at Eklund. Eklund making 2 for 81. Luke Lenihan, 1 for 13. Hunter Reynolds, 1 for 22. In Division 3, Pombonite, 9 for 169. Tony Evans, 51. Stephen Walters, 22. Defeating Mortlake, 65. Stephen Hill, 4 for 4. And the skipper, Matthew Richardson, 2 for 10. On Sunday, we had a great result over at Birragurra, as the under-14 girls broke through for their first win of the season against the home team. It was Pombonite, 3 for 92, with Lily Van Ness, 8, Ella Ritchies making 6, and Nancy Leonard-Pekin making 6, defeating Birragurra, 6 for 77, Nancy Leonard-Pekin, 1 for 3, and Lila Horsepole, 1 for 6. A great win to the girls and a great result under the coaching of Grace Lee. We're very thankful for her work this season. Also on Sunday morning, the under-16 boys finished their season with a big win over the Camperdown Dragons. Camperdown batted first and made 59. Finn Tolland, his second week in a row with the new ball, taking 5 for 7, a maiden 5-wicket haul for Finn. Gavin Reynolds, 2 for 5. Joe Gleeson, 1 for 3. Noah Ritchies, 1 for 7. And Josh Coleman, 1 for 18. With Pombonite easily passing the score, making 8 for 128. Gavin Reynolds making 30. Finn Tolland, 19 not out. Josh Coleman, 15. Noah Ritchies, 13. And Ben Whitecross, 10 not out. A fantastic win to the under-16 Bulls to finish their season. They finished the season in 5th place on the ladder. In the women's on Sunday, the Pombonite women had the bye. Pombonite A played Bukar at Pombonite. Pombonite A, 50, with Taylor Reynolds making 13, going down to Bukar, 3 for 144, with Taylor Reynolds taking 1 for 16 and Alice Sadler, 1 for 25. While on Wednesday night, the rescheduled Round 8 women's game, not played due to the COVID lockdown between Pombonite and Pombonite A, was played at the Pombonite Recreation Reserve in front of a great crowd. And it was Pombonite 4 for 132, with Jessica Molden, 32, retired, her third consecutive score of 30. And Remini McCann making 30, her first score of 30, run out, going for a 31st run. Megan Kerr, 14, and Narelle Place, 14. The best bowlers for Pombonite A were Sheridan Heath, 1 for 14, Honor Riles-Rabula, 1 for 20, and Janelle Whitehead, 1 for 21. Defeating Pombonite A, 6 for 66, with Mary Place making 21. And the best bowlers for Pombonite, Sam LaFranchi, 2 for 1, Taylor Reynolds, 1 for 2, Nellie Sadler, 1 for 5, and Grace Wilson, 1 for 5. Our Bonanza function on Saturday night was a huge success. Many thanks to everyone who bought a ticket and to all the club members for their efforts in selling a huge amount of tickets. It's much appreciated. Congratulations to Bernie Darcy and Jimbo Reynolds, who split the main prize. Congratulations to you both. The committee would like to thank Steve Murphy, Jimbo Reynolds and Phil Whitecross for cooking the barbie. A fantastic effort, guys. Thank you very much. Castle Estate and Camperdown Country Roasts and Salads for the meat and salads. A fantastic feed. Harley Reynolds for helping out in the bar. And Nick Alexander, who entertained the crowd superbly. He really was fantastic. And just a big thank you for everyone for coming along and making the night such a wonderful night. And it's another big week ahead at the Pombonite Cricket Club. On Friday night, in under 13 boys cricket, Pombonite Maroon play Warndoo at Warndoo, while Pombonite Gold play Princetown at Princetown. On Saturday, Division 1 come up against Heytesbury at the Pombonite Recreation Reserve. Division 2 play Warndoo at Warndoo, up a bus trip for the boys, so hope they enjoy that. And Division 3 play Princetown at Princetown. Well, that night, we have our Teams of the Decade function, the announcement of our best teams from 2001 to 2009-10 and 2010-11 to 2019-20. Barbecue tea, all welcome. And on Sunday, under 14 girls play Apollo Bay down at Apollo Bay. And in the afternoon, the Pombonite women play Irrawarra Youth at Pombonite, while the Pombonite A women play Irrawarra at the Colac Secondary College Oval.
The Pombonite Cricket Club 12th Man Club is a group of people that love the Pombo Cricket Club and want to make it a better and greater place than we already know it to be. With benefits including a monthly members draw where we give away over $200 worth of cash and prizes and social events. If you're a lover of the Pombo Cricket Club and looking for additional ways to contribute to the magic that happens at Pombo, then join now. With over 40 members already, it is a lot of fun and costs just $6 per week. For more information or to join, get in touch with one of our friendly executive committee members. Go Bulls!
And joining me now is the president of the Pombonite Cricket Club, Dave Murphy, to talk about the big function coming up at the club Saturday night. Welcome, Dave.
G'day, Luke. Good to be back.
We've got our Teams of the Decades function, Dave. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Saturday night we'll be celebrating the announcement of the last two decades, best teams for the last two decades. So it should be a fantastic night. Few coming. Few tall tales will be told, no doubt, which have grown legs over the years. And it should be good fun.
And no doubt there'll be some talking points among the selections. And can you confirm the reason that you haven't let anyone wicketkeep for the last 20 years is because you knew this function was coming up?
It was all part of the grand plan.
No, it should be a great night. Hopefully some former players in attendance. And also, Dave, tonight you finished the Woolworths Cricket Blast for season 2020-21.
Yeah, wrapped up tonight. Fantastic bunch of kids have come through once again this season. So hopefully see a few of them back, or all of them back again this year, and a few stepping up to under 13 level next season, which will be great.
No, it's been a fantastic program. I think 25, 26 kids. So
yep,
absolutely brilliant. And many thanks to you and Brad Hillman for the great work you've done throughout the year with the program.
No worries, mate. BJ did a great job. He was a big help all year.
Oh, mate, have a great night Saturday night and good luck for the rest of the season. Go Bulls.
Thanks, mate. Go Bulls.
If you'd like to follow the Pombonite Cricket Club, you can follow us on Twitter at Pombo Bulls. On Facebook, search Pombonite Cricket Club. On Instagram, at Pombonite CC. On YouTube, search Pombonite Cricket Club. And on the web, www.pombonite.vic.cricket.com.au. So one of our teams finishes up for the season this weekend, our Division 2 team, which I've been a part of for most of the year. And I've got five of the lads who are heading up to Warndoo on Saturday for the final game of the season, all sitting here in the change rooms. And first up, I've got Jimbo Reynolds. And Jimbo, how has the body got through a full season of wicketkeeping this year?
Plenty of CCs afterwards, lots of Panadol the next day, and just work our way through it.
And no training as well.
No training. Cannot train. Make the most of that.
Now, you've had a good time the past two or three years playing lots of cricket, maybe even longer, with three of your children, Harley, Hunter and Taylor. It must be very enjoyable to do that, and that's something we like to offer at Pombonite.
Yes, that's true. It's probably why I do it, is to look forward to playing with your children. You know, it is great for us in that sense as a family commitment here at the club, and we all get a lot of enjoyment out of it, especially sort of, you know, having talks afterwards about the game and how good or not good we were on the day.
And how have you enjoyed the season in Division 2, and the how do you see the side improving?
Look, it's been a long year for us in the sense, and we haven't won many games, but I mean, we've all stayed together, and that's one thing that this group's done very well this year. There are a lot of young kids in there that have, you know, each week they've all done their little part, so you can see that they're improving slowly. It's just going to take a while, and, you know, it's just one of those things. What we do here at the club is just spend time with the younger generation.
All the best for the big game up at Woorndoo and for the 2021-22 season, Jimbo. Now joining me is Jimbo's youngest son, Hunter. And Hunter, you've had another good year of experience. You've taken the new ball every week and you've improved a hell of a lot, a fifer against Princetown. How have you enjoyed the season?
Yeah, it's good. As you say, it is experience. I don't know about improvement.
No.
Yeah, year after year of experience.
I think you're coming along nicely, mate. And yeah, as I said to your dad, you've also got to play with him and your two siblings. How good is it to be the youngest one and play with those old buggers?
Yeah, it's good. Like, that's my future, the old man. And it's going to be tough when he retires because I blame him for my shit bowling.
I'll look after that head of hair, mate. It's looking good at the moment. And probably the most important question, you've left school. You're now working full-time for club great Brad Hillman. Which will come around first, taking over Brad's business or taking over Brad's Division 1 opening bowling slot?
Oh, that's a tough one. I reckon it'll both happen at the same time. I reckon once he's done cricket, he's just going to give up on work and then I'm just going to have to run the whole thing.
A very ambitious young man. All the best for the big game up at Woorndoo Saturday, Hunter.
Jeez.
Charlie Fortier joins us now. Charlie, one of the younger members of the team. You've opened the batting like Hunter's opened the bowling. How have you enjoyed that experience the past two seasons?
Yeah, no, it's been a really good opportunity. I've improved my skills a lot facing the lot better bowlers. And just been great opening with Wes and Luke coming in three. And yeah, it's been really good.
So maybe some less runouts now with Wes. You two have got the bit of communication happening now.
Yeah, we've had a couple of poor calls there. Probably my fault. But yeah, no, we've worked on that and we've gone well now.
Very good. And this year you've played under-17 cricket on weeknights for Colac West. How did that go and did you enjoy that different experience?
Yeah, no, it was really good. Just get more practice like in the games and had a really good time down there. It's always, good for more practice is better, I guess.
Oh, fantastic, mate. All the best for the last game and for your future at the Pomonique Cricket Club. We've got high hopes for you.
Thank you.
Next up, joining us is a first-year player at the Pomonique Cricket Club. I first came across him last year in the under-16s and thought, geez, this kid's tall. But he's been a great addition to the club. Tyson Kelly, welcome to the Bulls podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.
Have you enjoyed crossing from Cobden to Pombonite this year and have you found the differences between the two clubs?
Yeah, really good. I was really surprised for you to take me on without hesitation. I rang up and I thought, wow, this is going to be a no, but it was real good.
And I believe you were mates with Hunter before you came across. I actually didn't know Hunter had mates.
He doesn't. I was paid.
Okay.
Good wage.
Mate is a bit of a stretch.
And you've taken several wickets this year. Your bowling's really come along and you're eyeing off Hunter's new ball spot next season.
Yeah, look, he'll have to hand it over.
He can have it.
And finally joining me from the Division 2 Bulls is the big man, well, formerly known as the big man, Harley Reynolds.
Roots.
Mate, you are fit as, looking magnificent, and you've re-established yourself in Division 2 after playing a bit of Division 3 as well. How have you enjoyed that?
Well, obviously my aim is always to go up in the divisions and eventually go up to Div 1, but fair way off. Just playing for both teams, great bunch of guys in each division, and yeah, don't mind playing with any of them.
Fantastic, and enjoying playing with Hunter, Taylor and your dad?
Well, two out of three. I don't need to name names, but I think everyone knows. But yeah, really like playing with me family.
And playing with your dad, does seeing him run around keep you feeling very, very young?
Yeah, look, you just want to be able to move around as good as he's is at his age, so it's a good aim.
I'm saying I'm old. I don't think I have seen you run, actually.
And boys, if I can ask the group in general, you've Jimbo, you've organised a bus, so...
Yes, got the bus trip happening.
What are the plans for the trip? Up and back? Going to be a big day for the boys?
Big day. I think it's just a, you know, finish the season off and we'll head up there and hopefully give them, you know, have a good game of cricket, hopefully come home with a win, and we'll take our time getting home and the boys can have a few travellers on the way.
Fantastic. I must admit,
on the way.
I love a bus trip, and I'm disappointed to miss out this week. But
we'll come back, pick you up, and go back.
Yeah. But no, thanks, boys, for all your efforts this season in Division 2. Good luck for the last game, and look forward to seeing you all around the club during the finals and next season. Go Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Thanks. Go Bulls.